At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Act 3 of The Tempest by William Shakespeare. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Act 3, Scene 1, Before Prospero's Cell. Enter Ferdinand bearing a log.
There be some sports are painful, and the labour delight in them sets off. Some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends. This, my mean task, would be as heavy to me as odious, but the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead and makes my labour's pleasures. Oh, she is 10 times more gentle than her father's crabbed, and he's composed of harshness. I must remove some thousands of these logs and pile them up upon a sore injunction. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work, and says such baseness had never like executor. I forget, but these sweet thoughts to even refresh my labours, most busy lest when I do it.
Enter Miranda and Prospero at a distance unseen.
Alas, now, pray you, work not so hard. I would the lightning had burned up those logs that you are enjoined to pile. Pray, set it down and rest you. When this burns, 'twill weep where having wearied you. My father is hard at study. Pray now, rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Oh, most dear mistress, the sun will set before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
If you'll sit down, I'll bear your logs the while. Pray, give me that. I'll carry it to the pile.
No, precious creature, I had rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonour undergo, while I sit lazy by.
It would become me as well as it does you, and I should do it with much more ease, for my good will is to it, and yours it is against.
Poor worm, thou art infected. This visitation shows it.
You look wearily.
No, no, mistress. 'Tis fresh morning with me when you are by at night. I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set it in my prayers. What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I have broke your hest to say so.
Admired Miranda. Indeed, the top of admiration. With what's dearest to the world. Full many a lady I have eyed with best regard, and many a time the harmony of their tongues hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I liked several women, never any with so full soul, but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest grace she owed, and put it to the foil. But you, ah, you, so perfect and so peerless, are created of every creature's best.
I do not know one of my sex. No woman's face, remember, save from my glass, mine own. Nor have I seen more that I may call men than you, good friend, and my dear father. How features are abroad, I am skilless of. But, by my modesty, the jewel in my dower, I would not wish any companion in the world but you. Nor can imagination form a shape besides yourself to like of. But I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I therein do forget.
I am, in my condition, a prince, Miranda. I do think a king. Oh, I would not so, and would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer the flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my so speak. The very instant that I saw you, did my heart fly to your service. There resides to make me slave to it, and for your sake am I this patient logman.
Do you love me?
Oh, heaven, oh, earth, bear witness to this sound, and crown what I profess with kind event if I speak true. If hollowly, invert what best is boded me to mischief. I, beyond all limit of what else in the world, do love, prize, honour you.
I am a fool to weep at what I am glad of.
Fair encounter of two most rare affections. Heavens rain grace on that which breeds between them.
Wherefore weep you?
At mine unworthiness, that dare not offer what I desire to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. But this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence, bashful cunning, and prompt me, plain and holy innocence. I am your wife, if you will marry me. If not, I'll die your maid. To be your fellow, you may deny me, but I'll be your servant, whether you will or no.
My mistress, dearest, and I thus humble ever.
My husband, then?
I, with a heart as willing as bondage heir of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in it. And now, farewell, till half an hour hence.
A thousand thousand.
Exeunt Ferdinand and Miranda severally.
So glad of this as they I cannot be, who are surprised withal, but my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet ere supper-time must I perform much business appertaining.
Exit. Scene 2. Another part of the island. Enter Caliban, Stefano, and Trinculo.
Tell not me, when the butt is out, we will drink water, not a drop before. Therefore, bear up and board 'em. Servant monster, drink to me.
Servant monster, the folly of this island. They say there's but five upon this isle. We are three of them. If the other two be brained like us, the stay it tosses.
Drink, servant monster, when I bid thee. Thy eyes are almost set in thy head.
Where should they be set else? He were a brave monster indeed, if they were set in his tail.
My man monster hath drowned his tongue in sack. For my part, the sea cannot drown me. I swam, ere I could recover the shore, 35 leagues off and on. By this light thou shalt be my lieutenant monster, or my standard.
Your lieutenant? If you list, he's no standard.
Will not run, monsieur monster.
Nor go neither, but you'll lie like dogs, and yet say nothing neither.
Mooncalf, speak once in thy life, if thou be'st a good mooncalf.
How does thy honour? Let me lick thy shoe. I'll not serve him. He is not valiant.
Thou liest, most ignorant monster. I am in case to justle a constable. Why, thou debauched fish, thou, was there ever man, a coward, that hath drunk so much sack as I to-day? Wilt thou tell a monstrous lie, being but half a fish and half a monster?
Lo, how it mocks me! Wilt thou let him, my lord?
Lord, quoth he, that a monster should be such a natural.
Lo, lo, again! Bite him to death, I prithee.
Trinculo, keep a good tongue in your head. If you prove a mutineer, the next tree. The poor monster's my subject, and he shall not suffer indignity.
I thank my noble lord. Wilt thou be pleased to hearken once again to the suit I made to thee?
Marry, will I. Kneel and repeat it. I will stand, and so shall Trinculo.
Enter Ariel, invisible.
As I told thee before, I am subject to a tyrant, a sorcerer, that by his cunning hath cheated me of the island.
Thou liest.
Thou liest, thou jesting monkey, thou. I would my valiant master would destroy thee. I do not lie.
Trinculo, if you trouble him any more in's tale, by this hand I will supplant some of your teeth.
Why, I said nothing.
Mum, then, and no more. Proceed.
I say, by a sorcery he got this isle. From me he got it. If thy greatness will revenge it on him, for I know thou darest, but this thing dare not.
That's most certain.
Thou shalt be lord of it, and I'll serve thee.
How now shall this be compassed? Canst thou bring me to the party?
Yea, my lord. I'll yield him thee asleep, where thou mayest knock a nail in day's head.
Thou liest. Thou canst not.
What a poor ninny's this, thou scurvy patch! Oh, I do beseech thy greatness. Give him blows, and take his bottle from him. When that's gone, he shall drink naught but brine, for I'll not show him where the quick freshes are.
Trinculo, run into no further danger. Interrupt the monster one word further, and by this hand I'll turn my mercy out of doors and make a stockfish of thee.
Why, what did I? I did nothing. I'll go further off.
Didst thou not say he lied?
Thou liest.
Do I so? Take thou that.
Beats him.
As you like this, give me the lie another time.
I did not give the lie. Out of your wits and hearing, too. A pox on your bottle. This can sack and drinking do. A marine on your monster, and the devil take your fingers.
Ha ha ha!
Now, forward with your tale. Prithee, stand further off.
Beat him enough. After a little time, I'll beat him too.
Stand farther. Come, proceed.
Why, as I told thee, 'tis a custom with him in the afternoon to sleep. There thou mayst brain him, having first seized his books, with a log bat his skull, or paunch him with a stake, or cut his weasand with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books, for without them he's but a sot, as I am, nor hath not one spirit to command. They all do hate him as rootedly as I. Burn but his books. He has brave utensils, for so he calls them, which, when he has a house, he'll deck withal. And that most deeply to consider is the beauty of his daughter. He himself calls her a nonpareil. I never saw a woman, but only Sycorax, my damon, she. But she as far surpasseth Sycorax as great stuff's least.
Is it so brave, alas?
Aye, lord, she will become thy bed, I warrant, and bring thee forth brave brood.
Monster, I will kill this man. His daughter and I will be king and queen, save our graces, and Trinculo and thyself shall be viceroys. Dost thou like the plot, Trinculo?
Excellent.
Give me thy hand. I am sorry I beat thee, but while thou livest, keep a good tongue in thy head.
Within this half hour will he be asleep. Wilt thou destroy him then?
Aye, on mine honour.
This will I tell my master.
Thou makest me marry. I am full of pleasure. Let us be jocund. Will ye trow the catch ye taught me but while here?
At thy request, monster, I will do reason, any reason. Come on, Trinculo, let us sing. Flout'em and scout'em and scout'em and flout'em thought is free.
That's not the tune.
Ariel plays the tune on a table and pipe.
What is this same?
This is the tune of our catch, played by the picture of nobody.
If thou be'st a man, show thyself in thy likeness. If thou be'st a devil, take and thou list.
Oh, forgive me my sins.
He that dies pays all debts. I defy thee. Mercy upon us.
Art thou afeard?
No, monster, not I.
Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises, sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometimes voices that, if I then had waked after long sleep, will make me sleep again. And then in dreaming, the clouds me thought would open, show riches ready to drop upon me, that, when I waked, I cried to dream again.
This will prove a brave kingdom to me, where I shall have my music for nothing.
When Prospero is destroyed.
That shall be by and by. I remember the story.
The sound is going away. Let's follow it, and have to do our work.
Lead, monster, we'll follow. I would I could see this taborer. He lays it on.
We'll come. I'll follow Stefano.
Exeunt. Scene 3. Another part of the island. Enter Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, Gonzalo, Adrian, Francisco, and others.
By your leaking, I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache. Here's a maze trod indeed, through forthrights in meanders. By your patience, I needs must rest me.
Old lord, I cannot blame thee, who am myself attached with weariness to the dulling of my spirits. Sit down and rest. Even here I will put off my hope and keep it no longer for my flatterer. He is drowned, whom thus we stray to find, and the sea mocks our frustrate search on land. Well, let him go.
Antonio, aside to Sebastian.
I am right glad that he is so out of hope. Do not for one repulse forego the purpose that you resolve to effect.
Sebastian, aside to Antonio.
The next advantage we will take throughly.
Let it be tonight, for now they are oppressed with travel. They will not, or cannot, use such vigilance as when they are fresh.
I say tonight, no more.
Solemn and strange music.
What harmony is this? My good friends, hark! Marvellous, sweet music!
Enter Prospero above, invisible. Enter several strange shapes, bringing in a banquet. They dance about it with gentle actions, a salutation, and, inviting the king and company to eat, they depart.
Give us, kind keepers, heavens! What were these?
A living trollery. Now I will believe that there are unicorns, that in Arabia there is one tree, the Phoenix Throne. One phoenix at this hour reigning there.
I'll believe both. And what does else want credit, come to me, and I'll be sworn 'tis true. Travellers never did lie, though fools at home condemn them.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me? If I should say I saw such islanders, for certes, these are people of the island.
who, though they are of monstrous shape, yet note their manners are more gentle kind than of our human generation you shall find. Many, nay, almost any.
Prospero, aside.
Honest lord, thou hast said well, for some of you there present are worse than devils.
I cannot too much muse such shapes, such gestures, and such sound, expressing, although they want the use of tongue, a kind of excellent dumb discourse.
Prospero, aside.
Praise in departing.
They vanished strangely.
No matter, since they have left their viands behind, for we have stomachs. Well, please you taste of what is here.
Not I. Faith, sir, you need not fear. When we were boys, who would believe that there were mountaineers, dew-lapped like bulls whose throats had hanged at them, wallets of flesh, or that there were such men whose heads stood in their breasts, which now we find? Each putter out of 5 for 1 will bring us good warrant of.
I will stand too and feed, although my last, no matter, since I feel the best is past. Brother, my lord the duke, stand too and do as we.
Thunder and lightning. Enter Ariel like a harpy. Claps his wings upon the table, and with a quaint device the banquet vanishes.
You are 3 men of sin, whom destiny, that has to instrument this lower world and what is in it, the never surfeited sea, has caused to belch up you. And on this island, where man doth not inhabit, you, amongst men being most unfit to live, I have made you mad. And even with such like valor, men hang and drown their proper selves.
Alonso, Sebastian and company draw their swords.
You fools! I and my fellows are ministers of fate. The elements, of whom your swords are tempered, may as well wound the loud winds, or with be mocked at stabs, kill the still-closing waters, as diminish one dowel that's in my plume. My fellow ministers are like invulnerable. If you could hurt, your swords are now too massy for your strength, and will not be uplifted. But remember, for that's my business to you, that you 3 from Milan did supplant good Prospero, exposed unto the sea, which hath requited him and his innocent child, for which foul deed the powers, delaying, not forgetting, have incensed the seas and shores, yea, all the creatures against your peace. Thee of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft, and do pronounce by me lingering perdition, worse than any death can be at once, shall step by step attend you and your ways, whose wrath to guard you from, which here in this most desolate isle else falls upon your heads, is nothing but heart sorrow and a clear life ensuing.
He vanishes in thunder. Then, to soft music, enter the shapes again, and dance, with mocks and mows, and carry out the table.
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel, a grace it had, devouring. Of my instruction hast thou nothing bated in what thou hadst to say. So, with good life and observation strange, my meaner ministers their several kinds have done. My high charms work, and these mine enemies are all knit up in their distractions. They now are in my power, and in these fits I leave them, while I visit young Ferdinand, whom they suppose is drowned, and his and mine loved darling.
Exit above.
In the name of something holy, sir, why stand you in this strange stare? Oh, it is monstrous, monstrous! Methought the billows spoke and told me of it. The winds did sing it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name of Prosper. It did bass my trespass, therefore my son in the ooze is bedded, and I'll seek him deeper than e'er plummet sounded, and with him there lie muddied.
Exit.
But one fiend at a time, I'll fight their legions o'er.
I'll be thy second.
Exeunt Sebastian and Antonio.
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison given to work a great time after, now begins to bite the spirits. I do beseech you that are of suppler joints, follow them swiftly, and hinder them from where this ecstasy may now provoke them to.
Follow, I pray you.
Exeunt. End of Act 3. Act 4 of The Tempest by William Shakespeare. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Act 4, Scene 1, Before Prospero's Cell. Enter Prospero, Ferdinand, and Miranda.
If I have too austerely punished you, your compensation makes amends, for I have given you here a third of mine own life, all that for which I live, who once again I tender to thy hand. All thy vexations were but my trials of thy love, and thou hast strangely stood the test. Here, afore heaven, I ratify this my rich gift. O Ferdinand, do not smile at me that I boast her off, for thou shalt find she will outstrip all praise and make it halt behind her.
I do believe it against an oracle.
Then, as my gift and thine own acquisition worthily purchased, take my daughter. But if thou dost break her virgin knot before all sanctimonious ceremonies may with full and holy rite be ministered, no sweet aspersion shall the heavens let fall to make this contract grow. But barren hate, sour-eyed disdain, and discord shall bestrew the union of your bed with weeds so loathly that you shall hate it both. Therefore take heed, as Hymen's lamps shall light you.
As I hope for quiet days, fair issue and long life, with such love as 'tis now, the murkiest den, the most opportune place, the strong suggestion or worse a genius can, shall never melt mine honour into lust, to take away the edge of that day's celebration when I shall think, or Phoebus' steeds are foundered, or night kept chained below.
Fairly spoke. Sit then, and talk with her. She is thine own. What, Ariel? My industrious servant, Ariel.
Enter Ariel.
What would my potent master? Here I am.
Thou and thy meaner fellows your last service did worthily perform, and I must use you in such another trick. Go bring the rabble, or whom I give thee power, here to this place. Incite them to quick motion, for I must bestow upon the eyes of this young couple some vanity of mine art. It is my promise, and they expect it from me.
Presently.
Ay, with a twink.
Before you can say, come and go, and breathe twice and cry, so, so, each one, tripping on his toe, will be here with mop and mow. Do you love me, master? No?
dearly, my delicate Ariel, do not approach till thou dost hear me call.
Well, I conceive.
Exit.
Look, thou be true. Do not give dalliance too much the rein. The strongest oaths are straw to the fire of the blood. Be more abstemious, or else good night your vow.
I warrant you, sir. The white, cold virgin snow upon my heart abates the art of my liver.
Well, now come, my Ariel, bring a corollary rather than want a spirit. Appear, and pertly. No tongue. All eyes. Be silent.
Soft music. Enter Iris.
Ceres, most bounteous lady, thy rich lees of wheat, rye, barley, vetches, oats, and peas. Thy turfy mountains, where live nibbling sheep and flat meads thatched with stove for them to keep. Thy banks, with pined and twiddled brims, which spongy April at thy best betrims, to make cold nymphs, chaste crowns, and thy broom groves, whose shadow the dismissed bachelor loves, being last lorn thy pole clipped vineyard, and thy sea marge, sterile and rocky hard, where thou thyself dost air, the queen or the sky, whose watery arch and messenger am I, bids thee leave these, and with her sovereign grace, here on this grass plot, in this very place, to come and sport. Her peacocks fly amain. Approach, rich Ceres, her to entertain.
Enter Ceres.
Oh, many-coloured messenger, then ne'er dost disobey the wife of Jupiter, who, with thy saffron wings, upon my flowers, diffuses honey drops, refreshing showers, and with each end of thy blue bow dost crown my bosky acres and my unshrubbed down, rich scarf to my proud earth. Why hath thy queen summoned me hither to this short-grassed green?
A contract of true love to celebrate, and some donation freely to estate, on the blessed lovers.
Tell me, heavenly bow, if Venus or her son, as thou dost know, do now attend the queen, since they did plot the means that dusky Dis, my daughter, got, her and her blind boy's scandaled company I have forsworn.
Of her society be not afraid. I met her deity, cutting the clouds towards Paphos, and her son, dove-drawn with her. Here thought they to have done some wanton charm upon this man and maid, whose vows are that no bed right shall be paid till Hymen's torch be lighted. But in vain Mars's hot minion is returned again. Her waspish-headed son has broke his arrows, swears he will shoot no more, but play with sparrows, and be a boy right out.
Highest queen of state, great Juno comes. I know her by her gait.
Enter Juno.
How does my bounteous sister go with me to bless this twain, that they may prosperous be and honored in their issue? Honor rich is marriage blessing, long continuance and increasing. Hourly joys be still upon you. Juno sings her blessings on you.
Wealth increase, voice and plenty, barns and garners never empty, vines with clustering bunches growing, plums with goodly burden bowing. Spring come to you at the farthest, in the very end of harvest. Scarcity and want shall shun you. Ceres' blessing so is on you.
This is a most majestic vision, and harmonious charmingly. May I be bold to think these spirits?
Spirits, which by mine art I have from their confines called to enact my present fancies.
Let me live here ever. So rare a wandered father and a wife makes this place paradise.
Juno and Ceres whisper, and send Iris on employment.
Sweet, now silence. Juno and Ceres whisper seriously. There's something else to do. Hush, and be mute, or else our spell is marred.
You nymphs called naiads of the wind-driven brooks, with your sage crowns of ever-harmless looks, leave your crystal channels, and on this green land answer your summons. Juno does command. Come, temperate nymphs, and help to celebrate a contract of true love. Be not too late.
Enter certain nymphs.
You sunburned sicklemen of August weary, come hither from the furrow and be merry. Make holiday, your rice straw hats put on, and these fresh nymphs encounter everyone in country footing.
Enter certain reapers, properly habited. They join with the nymphs in a graceful dance, towards the end whereof Prospero starts suddenly and speaks. After which, to a strange, hollow, and confused noise, they heavily vanish. Prospero, aside.
I had forgot that foul conspiracy of the beast Caliban and his confederates against my life. The minute of their plot is almost come.
To the spirits.
Well done. Avoid no more.
This is strange. Your father's in some passion that wakes him strongly.
Never till this day saw I him touched with anger so distempered.
You do look, my son, in a moved sort, as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir. Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits, and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Sir, I am vexed. Bear with my weakness. My old brain is troubled. Be not disturbed with my infirmity. If you be pleased, retire into my cell, and there repose. A turn or two I'll walk to still my beating mind.
We wish your peace.
Exeunt.
Come with a thought. I thank thee, Ariel. Come.
Enter Ariel.
Thy thoughts I cleave to. What's thy pleasure?
Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban.
Aye, my commander. When I presented Ceres, I thought to have told thee of it. But I feared lest I might anger thee.
Say again where thou didst leave these varlets.
I told you, sir, they were red hot with drinking, so full of valor that they smote the air for breathing in their faces, beat the ground for kissing of their feet, yet always bending towards their project. Then I beat my tabor, at which, like unbecked colts, they pricked their ears, advanced their eyelids, lifted up their noses as they smelt music. So I charmed their ears that, calf-like, they my lowing followed, through toothed briars, sharp furzes, pricking goss and thorns, which entered their frail shins. At last I left them in the filthy mantle pool beyond your cell. There, dancing up to the chins, that the foul lake overstunk their feet.
This was well done, my bird. Thy shape invisible retain thou still. The trumpery in my house, go bring it hither, for stale to catch these thieves.
I go, I go.
Exit.
A devil, a born devil, on whose nature nurture can never stick, on whom my pains you mainly taken, all lost, quite lost. And as with age his body uglier grows, so his mind cankers. I will plague them all, even to roaring.
Re-enter Ariel, loaden with glistening apparel, etc.
Come, hang them on this line.
Prospero and Ariel remain invisible. Enter Caliban, Stefano, and Trinculo, all wet.
Pray you, tread softly, that the blind mole may not hear a footfall. We now are near his cell.
Monster, your fairy, which you say is a harmless fairy, has done little better than played the jack with us.
Monster, I do smell all horse piss, at which my nose is in great indignation.
So is mine. Do you hear, monster? If I should take a displeasure against you, look you—
Thou wert but a lost monster.
Good my lord, give me thy favour still. Be patient, for the prize I'll bring thee to shall hoodwink this mischance. Therefore speak softly. All's hushed as midnight yet.
Aye, but to lose our bottles in the pool—
There is not only disgrace and dishonour in that monster, but an infinite loss.
That's more to me than my wetting. Yet this is your harmless fairy monster.
I will fetch off my bottle, though I be o'er ears for my labour.
Prithee, my king, be quiet. Seest thou here, this is the mouth of the cell. No noise, and enter. Do that good mischief which may make this island thine own for ever. And I, thy Caliban, for I thy footlicker.
Give me thy hand. I do begin to have bloody thoughts.
Oh, King Stefano, oh peer, oh worthy Stefano, look what a wardrobe here is for thee.
Let it alone, thou fool. It is but trash.
Oh, ho, monster, we know what belongs to a frippery. Oh, King Stefano.
Put off that gown, Trinculo. By this hand, I'll have that gown.
Thy grace shall have it.
The dropsy drown this fool. What do you mean to dote this on such luggage? Let's alone and do the murder first. If he awake, from toe to crown he'll fill our skins with binges, make a strange stuff.
Be you quiet, monster. Mistress Line, is not this my jerkin? Now is the jerkin under the line. Now, jerkin, you are like to lose your hair and prove a bald jerkin.
Do, we steal by line and level. Ants like your grace.
I thank thee for that jest. Here's a garment for't, which shall not go unrewarded while I am king of this country. Steel by line and level is an excellent pass of pate. There's another garment for't.
Monster, come put some lime upon your fingers and away with the rest.
I will have none on't. We shall lose our time, and all be turned to barnacles, or to apes with foreheads villainous low.
Monster, lay to your fingers, help to bear this away where my hogshead of wine is, or I'll turn you out of my kingdom. Go to, carry this.
And this?
Aye, and this.
A noise of hunters heard. Enter divers spirits in shape of dogs and hounds, and hunt them about, Prospero and Ariel setting them on.
Hey, mountain, hey!
Silver, there it goes, silver!
Fury, fury, there, tyrant, there, hark, hark!
Caliban, Stefano, and Trinculo are driven out.
Go charge my goblins that they grind their joints with dry convulsions, shorten up their sinews with aged cramps, and more pinch-spotted make them than Pard or Catter Mountain.
Hark! They roar!
Let them be hunted soundly. At this hour lie at my mercy all mine enemies. Shortly shall all my labors end, and thou shalt have the air at freedom. For a little, follow, and do me service.
Exeunt. End of Act 4. Act 5 of The Tempest by William Shakespeare. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Act 5. Scene 1. Before the cell of Prospero. Enter Prospero in his magic robes and Ariel.
Now does my project gather to a head. My charms crack not. My spirits obey, and time goes upright with his carriage. How's the day?
On the sixth hour, at which time, my lord, you said our work should cease.
I did say so when first I raised the tempest. Say, my spirit, how fares the king and followers?
Confined together in the same fashion as you gave in charge, just as you left them. All prisoners, sir, in the lion grove which weather-fends your cell. They cannot budge till your release. The king, his brother and yours abide all three distracted, and the remainder mourning over them, brimful of sorrow and dismay, but chiefly him that you termed, sir, the good old Lord Gonzalo. His tears run down his beard, like winter's drops from eaves of reeds. Your charm so strongly works them, that if you now beheld them, your affections would become tender.
Dost thou think so, spirit?
Mine would, sir, were I human.
And mine shall. Hast thou, which art but air, a touch, a feeling of their afflictions, and shall not myself, one of their kind, that relish all as sharply passion as they, be kindlier moved than thou art? Though with their high wrongs I am struck to the quick, yet with my nobler reason gainst my fury do I take part. The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance. They, being penitent, the sole drift of my purpose doth extend not a frown further. Go release them, Ariel. My charms I'll break, their senses I'll restore, and they shall be themselves.
I'll fetch them, sir.
Exit.
Ye elves of hills, brooks, standing lakes, and groves, and ye that on the sands with printless foot do chase the ebbing Neptune, and do fly him when he comes back. You demi-puppets that by moonshine do the green sour ringlets make, whereof the ewe not bites, and you whose pastime is to make midnight mushrooms, that rejoice to hear the solemn curfew, by whose aid, weak masters though ye be, I have bedimmed the noontide sun, called forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azured vault set roaring war, To the dread rattling thunder have I given fire, and rifted Jove's stout oak with his own bolt. The strong-based promontory have I made shake, and by the spurs plucked up the pine and cedar. Graves at my command have waked their sleepers, oped and let him forth by my so potent art. But this rough magic I here abjure, and when I have required some heavenly music, which even now I do, to work mine end upon their senses, that this airy charm is for, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and deeper than ever did plummet sound, I'll drown my book.
Solemn music. Re-enter Ariel before. Then Alonso, with a frantic gesture, attended by Gonzalo, Sebastian, and Antonio in like manner. Attended by Adrian and Francisco, they all enter the circle which Prospero had made, and there stand charmed, which Prospero, observing, speaks.
A solemn air, and the best comforter to an unsettled fancy, cure thy brains. Now useless, boiled within thy skull. There stand, for you are spell-stopped. Holy Gonzalo, honourable man, mine eyes, even sociable to the show of thine, fall fellowly drops. The charm dissolves apace, and as the morning steals upon the night, melting the darkness, so their rising senses begin to chase the ignorant fumes that mantle their clearer reason. Oh, good Gonzalo, my true preserver, and a loyal sir to him thou followest, I will pay thy graces home both in word and deed. Most cruelly didst thou, Alonso, use me and my daughter. Thy brother was a furtherer in the act. Thou art pinched for't now, Sebastian. Flesh and blood, you, brother mine, that entertained ambition, expelled remorse and nature, who, with Sebastian, whose inward pinches therefore are most strong, would here have killed your king. I do forgive thee, unnatural though thou art. Their understanding begins to swell, and the approaching tide will shortly fill the reasonable shore that now lies foul and muddy. Not one of them that yet looks on me, or would know me. Ariel, fetch me the hat and rapier in my cell. I will discase me, and myself present as I was sometime Milan. Quickly, spirit. Thou shalt ere long be free.
Ariel sings and helps to attire him.
Where the bee sucks, there suck I. In the cowslips, bella lie. There a couch when owls do cry. On the bat's back I do fly.
That's my dainty Ariel. I shall miss thee. But yet thou shalt have freedom. So, so, so. To the king's ship, invisible as thou art, there shalt thou find the mariners asleep under the hatches. The master and the boatswain, being awake, enforce them to this place, and presently, I prithee.
I drink the air before me, and return, or ear your pulse twice beat.
Exit.
All torment, trouble, wonder, and amazement inhabits here. Some heavenly power guide us out of this fearful country.
Behold, Sir King, the wronged Duke of Milan, Prospero. For more assurance that a living prince does now speak to thee, I embrace thy body, and to thee and thy company I bid a hearty welcome.
Whether thou be'st he or not, or some enchanted trifle to abuse me, as late I have been, I know not. Thy pulse beats as of flesh and blood, and since I saw thee, the affliction of my mind amends, with which I fear a madness held me. This must crave, and if this be at all a most strange story, thy dukedom I resign, and do entreat thou pardon me my wrongs. But how should Prospero be living and be here?
First, noble friend, let me embrace thine age, whose honour cannot be measured or confined.
Whether this be or be not, I'll not swear.
You do yet taste some subtleties of the isle that will not let you believe things certain. Welcome, my friends all.
Aside to Sebastian and Antonio.
But you, my brace of lords, were I so minded, I here could pluck his highness' frown upon you and justify you traitors. At this time I will tell no tales.
Sebastian, aside.
The devil speaks in him.
No. For you, most wicked sir, whom to call brother would even infect my mouth, I do forgive thy rankest fault, all of them, and require my dukedom of thee, which perforce I know thou must restore.
If thou be'st Prospero, give us particulars of thy preservation. How thou hast met us here, who 3 hours since were wrecked upon this shore, where I have lost. How sharp the point of this remembrance is, my dear son Ferdinand.
I am woe for it, sir.
Irreparable is the loss, and patience says it is past her cure.
I rather think you have not sought her help, of whose soft grace for the like loss I have her sovereign aid, and rest myself content.
You the like loss?
As great to me as late, and supportable to make the dear loss, have I means much weaker than you may call to comfort you, for I have lost my daughter.
A daughter? Oh, heavens, that they were living both in Naples, the king and queen there, that they were, I wish, myself were muddled in that oozy bed where my son lies. When did you lose your daughter?
In this last tempest. I perceive these lords at this encounter do so much admire that they devour their reason, and scarce think their eyes do offices of truth. Their words are natural breath. But howsoe'er you have been justified from your senses, know for certain that I am Prospero, and that very duke which was thrust forth of Milan, who most strangely upon this shore, where you were wrecked, was landed to be the lord on't. No more yet of this, for 'tis a chronicle of day by day, not a relation for a breakfast, nor befitting this first meeting. Welcome, sir. This cell's my court. Here have I few attendants, and subjects none abroad. Pray you, look in. My dukedom, since you have given me again, I will requite you with as good a thing. At least bring forth a wonder to content ye as much as me my dukedom.
Here Prospero discovers Ferdinand and Miranda playing at chess.
Sweet lord, you play me false.
Nay, my dearest love, I would not for the world.
Yes, for a score of kingdoms you should wrangle, and I would call it fair play.
If this prove a vision of the island, one dear son shall I twice lose.
A most high miracle.
Though the seas threaten, they are merciful. I have cursed them without cause.
Kneels.
Now all the blessings of a glad father compass thee about. Arise and say how thou camest here.
Oh, wonder! How many goodly creatures are there here! How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world that has such people in it!
'Tis new to thee.
What is this maid with whom thou wast at play? Your eldest acquaintance cannot be 3 hours. Is she the goddess that has severed us and brought us thus together?
Sir, she is mortal, but by immortal providence she's mine. I chose her when I could not ask my father for his advice, nor thought I had one. She is daughter to this famous Duke of Milan, of whom so often I have heard renown, but never saw before, of whom I have received a second life, and second father this lady makes him to me.
I am hers. But, oh, how oddly will it sound that I must ask my child forgiveness.
There, sir, stop. Let us not burden our remembrances with a heaviness that's gone.
I have inly wept, or should have spoken ere this. Look down, you gods, and on this couple drop a blessed crown, for it is you that have chalked forth the way which brought us hither.
I say amen, Gonzalo.
Was Milan thrust from Milan, that his issue should become kings of Naples? Oh, rejoice beyond a common joy, and set it down with gold on lasting pillars. In one voyage, did Clarabel, her husband, find at Tunis, and Ferdinand, her brother, found a wife, where he himself was lost. Prospero, his dukedom, in a poor isle, and all of us ourselves, when no man was his own.
Alonso to Ferdinand and Miranda.
Give me your hands. Let grief and sorrow still embrace his heart that doth not wish you joy.
Be it so. Amen.
Re-enter Ariel with the master and boatswain amazedly following.
Oh, look, sir, look, sir, here is more of us. I prophesied if a gallows were on land, this fellow could not drown. Now blasphemy that swear'st grace or board, not an oath on shore. Hast thou no mouth by land? What is the news?
The best news is that we have safely found our king and company. The next our ship, which but 3 glasses since we gave out split, is tight and yea and bravely rigged as when we first put out to sea.
Ariel aside to Prospero.
Sir, all this service have I done since I went.
My tricksy spirit.
These are not natural events. They strengthen from strange to stranger. Say, how come you hither? If I did think, sir, I were well awake, I'll strive to tell you. We were dead of sleep, and, how we know not, all clapped under hatches. Where, but even now, with strange and several noises of roaring, shrieking, howling, jingling chains, and more diversity of sounds, all horrible, we were awaked, straightway at liberty. Where we, in all her trim, freshly beheld our royal good and gallant ship, our master, capering to eye her. On a trice, so please you, even in a dream, were we divided from them, and were brought moping hither.
Ariel aside to Prospero.
Wast well done.
Bravely, my diligence, thou shalt be free.
This is as strange a maze as e'er men trod.
and there is in this business more than nature was ever conduct of. Some oracle must rectify our knowledge.
Sir, my liege, do not infest your mind with beating on the strangeness of this business. At picked leisure, which shall be shortly single, I'll resolve you, which to you shall seem probable of every these happened accidents. Till when, be cheerful, and think of each thing well.
Aside to Ariel.
Come hither, spirit. Set Caliban and his companions free. Untie the spell.
Exit Ariel.
How fares, my gracious sir? There are yet missing of your company some few odd lads that you remember not.
Re-enter Ariel, driving in Caliban, Stefano, and Trinculo in their stolen apparel.
Every man shift for all the rest, and let no man take care for himself, for all is but fortune. Coraggio, bully monster, coraggio!
If these be true spies which I wear in my head, here's a goodly sight.
Oh, Setebus, these be brave spirits indeed. How fine my master is! I'm afraid he will chastise me.
What things are these, my lord Antonio? Will money buy 'em?
Very like. One of them is a plain fish, and no doubt marketable.
Mark but the badges of these men, my lords, then say if they be true. This misshapen knave, his mother, was a witch, and one so strong that could control the moon, make flows and ebbs, and deal in her command without her power. These three have robbed me, and this demi-devil, for he's a bastard one, hath plotted with them to take my life. Two of these fellows you must know and own. This thing of darkness, I acknowledge mine.
I shall be pinched to death.
Is this not Stefano, my drunken butler?
He is drunk now. Where had he wine?
And Trinculo is reeling ripe. Where should they find this grand liquor that hath gilded em? How camest thou in this pickle?
I have been in such a pickle since I saw you last that I fear me will never out of my bones. I shall not fear fly-blowing.
Why, how now, Stefano?
Oh, touch me not. I am not Stefano, but a cramp.
You'll be king of the isle, sirrah.
I should have been a sore one then.
This is a strange thing, as e'er I looked on, pointing to Caliban.
He is as disproportioned in his manners as in his shape. Go, sirrah, to my cell. Take with you your companions, as you look to have my pardon, trim it handsomely.
Oh, that I will, and I'll be wise hereafter, and seek for grace. What a thrice double ass was I to take this drunkard for a god and worship this dull fool!
Go to, away.
Hence, and bestow your luggage where you found it.
Or stole it, rather.
Exeunt Caliban, Stefano, and Trinculo.
Sir, I invite your highness and your train to my poor cell, where you shall take your rest for this one night, which part of it I'll waste with such discourse as, I not doubt, shall make it go quick away. The story of my life, and the particular accidents gone by since I came to this isle, and in the morn I'll bring you to your ship, and so to Naples, where I have hope to see the nuptial of these our dear beloved solemnized, and thence retire me to my Milan, where every third thought shall be my grave.
I long to hear the story of your life, which must take the ear strangely.
I'll deliver all, and promise you calm seas, auspicious gales, and sails so expeditious that shall catch your royal fleet far off.
Aside to Ariel.
My Ariel, chick, that is thy charge. Then to the elements be free, and fare thee well. Please you, draw near.
Exeunt. Epilogue, spoken by Prospero.
Now my charms are all o'erthrown, and what strength I have's mine own, which is most faint now, 'tis true. I must be here confined by you, or sent to Naples. Let me not, since I have my dukedom got, and pardon the deceiver, dwell in this bare island by your spell, but release me from my bands with the help of your good hands. Gentle breath of yours my sails must fill, or else my project fails, which was to please. Now I want spirits to enforce, art to enchant, and my ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer, which pierces so that it assaults mercy itself and frees all faults. As you from crimes would pardoned be, let your indulgence set me free.
End of Act 5. End of The Tempest by William Shakespeare.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.